News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. On his third visit to Israel since the start of the Gaza war, Secretary of State Blinken is meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Blinken's latest visit comes as the Israeli military says it has completed the encirclement of Gaza City, targeting Hamas infrastructure. The BBC's Rushdie Abaluf is in southern Gaza.
The fighting is in five different areas in Gaza City and the north, where the Israeli ground operation has been expanding. The Israeli army is engaging with gunfire and from air, sea, and land with the Hamas militants. The group has issued five statements since yesterday saying that they are fighting the Israeli army using anti-tank missiles.
And the Republican-led House has passed a $14.5 billion military aid package for Israel.
The measure passed mainly along party lines.
On this vote, the yeas are 226, the nays are 196. The bill is passed.
In a partisan approach by new Speaker Mike Johnson, the emergency package requires offsets with cuts in government spending elsewhere. Such a bill would normally have full bipartisan support. Democrats said Johnson's approach will only delay help for Israel. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the bill stunningly unserious and says it has no chance in the Senate. President Joe Biden has said he will veto it. Norman Hall, Washington.
Following a September hiring blitz, the job market slowed last month. The government reports America's employers scaled back hiring in October, growing their payrolls by 150,000 jobs. That was fewer new hires than economists had been expecting. President Biden and the First Lady visit Lewiston, Maine today, the community struggling to recover. The aftermath of the mass shooting that left 18 people dead. They're going to comfort the grieving and meet with first responders. Wall Street, Dow futures 165 higher. Townhall.com.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's...
This is your KMTQ News Flash. Hospitality workers on the Las Vegas Strip now have a strike date. Leaders with Culinary Local 226 say its workers will go on strike the morning of November 10th. But a new five-year contract has not been reached by them. That date, next Friday, is just 6 days before the inaugural Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix. 18 properties in the Las Vegas Strip would have workers walk off the job if no deal is reached. After months of extensions, contracts expired in September at MGM Resorts International Properties, Caesars Entertainment, and Wynn Resorts Properties. About 35,000 culinary members are working under expired contracts. Union leaders say the walkout will be the largest hospitality worker strike in U.S. history. Two parents have filed a class action lawsuit against the Clark County School District claiming it failed to protect sensitive personal information and take steps to prevent a cybersecurity attack that happened last month. The lawsuit says the parents filed the complaint to make sure the school district takes the needed steps to correct the failures and secure the information of its students, parents, as well as teachers. School district officials say they don't comment on pending litigation. Last month, country's fifth largest school district announced it was hit by a cybersecurity incident impacting its email environment. That hack happened on October 5th. Changes continue with the Las Vegas Raiders as the NFL team has now parted ways with Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer Mike Newquist. He was hired back in August as COO. The team has not given any reason for his quick exit. Late Tuesday night, head coach Josh McDaniels and general manager Dave Ziegler were fired by the Raiders. The team won just 9 of their 25 games under the leadership of that duo, including a 3-5 start to this NFL season. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Now still have a decent decent pace through the resort corridor, I-15 southbound. Really start it doesn't start breaking until you get a little bit closer to Tropicana. No accidents being reported on the freeways. Just off the highway, though, on the south end, got an injury wreck at Dean Martin Drive and Sunset. Clear sunny skies to start the weekend today with afternoon highs falling just short of the 80-degree mark. Should top out right around 78 this afternoon. 52 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
From the king of the world!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, November 3rd. Good to have you with us. Of course, on Friday, you know how we open every show. We celebrate the best day of the week.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday. Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. We work all week to get to this point. And so it is. We do it again this week. It's Friday. Oh, yeah. There are few things that infuriate me more than grown-ups acting like children. And so it is that we seem to have that repeatedly out of the Clark County School District, CCSD. We now have a breach in cybersecurity that's been going on for roughly a month. Parents are just now finding out about it, and it's really sad what is going on. John Eppolito is the president of Protect Nevada Children and joins us now. John, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Give me the backstory of this cybersecurity breach and how it came to be and how dangerous it is to our kids and to our families.
We have 3-4 hours to go over this, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. And here's a quick summary of why we're here. Back 10 or so years ago, the states were setting up these statewide longitudinal data systems to to be able to track children from kindergarten through death, basically, through the workforce, through community, you know, through colleges. And what happened was is the federal government spent almost $1 billion to ensure that 49 states have databases that are compatible, because the federal government, it's illegal for them to do it. So they just paid all the states to set up ones that were compatible. And what we did with that money in Nevada is we set up, the worst part of it is the Infinite Campus database. And if there's parents listening, I guess there's parents listening, they understand a little bit of Infinite Campus. What they don't understand is, at least most of them, that data is, first of all, the most incriminating data in Infinite Campus, parents don't have access to. They can't even see it. They can see if, you know, Johnny missed his social studies assignment, or, you know, their daughter didn't turn in something, or their grade at that point, but they can only ever see a sliver of Infinite Campus. Experts have called that the most massive database ever created on children in human history. And it is, because we couldn't do this before. It's, that database is probably 2,000 data fields approximately, and some of those data fields, individual data fields, could have 13 years of data. They could have pages and pages in an individual data field. And I'm not talking about test scores and attendance, and I'm talking about discipline, minor discipline, counseling, multi-tiered system of support, psychiatric, medical. That incriminating data that the schools maybe shouldn't even have, that's stored forever by Infinite Campus. And we pay for that. And we took $15 million of that almost $1 billion federal money to create Infinite Campus, and then the ones that come after that, the community college, the workforce, and the prison, because they track the kids if they stay in Nevada schools and in Nevada jobs. And part of that data, the most incriminating part, is uploaded to the SANE system. I think it's insane, but that's the State Department of Education's database, Kevin, and that one also is stored forever. And some people listening may remember 7-8 years ago, the state wanted to charge a parent $10,000 to see what was being stored on their child in the SANE system. Fox covered it, NBC covered it. That parent was me. And ultimately, the federal government reached out to the state of Nevada, and they said, no, 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 you can't charge the guy $10,000 to see the data you're storing on his kids forever, but you don't have to give him copies of it. So we spent 4 hours in there going over the same data, and there were a lot of mistakes, Kevin, and I don't know if they ever got corrected.
I want to ask you,
forever.
I want to ask you how dangerous this is. Is this like Target or some big box retail store that suddenly has your financial records, your credit card record, things like that? Is it dangerous like that, or is it just that we don't like the invasion in our privacy?
Kevin, I think it's worse. And the reason I think it's worse, back in 2014, 2015, entities on the right and left started writing about these student profiles that these vendors, some of them are free, you know, the Googles of the world, and some of them are paid, but they start developing student profiles on these kids. These kids are entering data that parents never see. So when kids are spending time on their devices, and this is a little different than the Infinite Campus because that's an official vendor, Google and Edmodo and all these other ones, these free ones, they're unofficial, and they do all this for free out of the goodness of their heart. Because they want to help our kids, right, Kevin? And ultimately what's happening is people are buying those big databases, private equity firms. The Chinese bought the biggest one, Edmodo. So it's all about collecting this data. And what they're getting is the profiles on the kids. They're learning what makes these kids tick. Any schoolwork, some of them have social media platforms embedded in them. That was Edmodo especially. So if they want to know as much as possible about kids starting in kindergarten, unless they go to a state preschool, then it's starting in preschool. And kids are required to spend a certain amount of time on the devices starting in kindergarten in many schools these days.
Is there anything that we can or should be doing as parents There's a class action lawsuit that is underway that has just begun, where a couple of parents are saying, you know, we're just not going to take this. But what is there that we can do as parents?
Yeah, it's probably a little longer than we have, but a couple quick things, Kevin. First of all, Protect Nevada Children, we have been down to Vegas probably three times. One time I was with you at a restaurant. I think we've been down there three times talking about this. So we have an official presentation, probably about a half hour, and we could go through that. We also have a Facebook page, Protect Nevada Children. So on Facebook, just type in Protect Nevada Children. There's about 1,500 of us there. Actually, it's grown a little bit in the last few days because of this, what's going on in Clark County. And then we also have a website, protectnevadachildren.org. And that focuses mostly on Infinite Campus and SANE. And in Washoe County, parents can see what data is being stored about their children forever. There's a link on that page, protectnevadachildren.org. Toward the bottom of the page, you can click, if you're in Washoe County, you can click on the link and follow the instructions and prove that you're the parent of the child. And you can actually print it out. And I did that for my kids, and we're estimating by the time a kid goes through 13 years of school, probably between 500 and 600 pages of information on your kids if you print it out on 8.5 by 11 paper, approximately. So what we also suggest, and this is getting harder and harder, and this is what came up in the data breach, is try not to use school email addresses. And it might be impossible in some public schools. Try not to use school laptops, school-issued laptops, especially Chromebooks. They're the worst and the cheapest. So that's probably what Clark County has. And one thing that parents are starting to realize is limit screen time as much as possible and access to education software. Remember, those free education vendors, they're being paid with student data. That's why they're free. And there's issues there. That's separate from what we're talking about, but it's somewhat connected.
But the Chromebooks became famous during the pandemic when that's how kids had to learn because exactly. they were barred from coming back to school. How do we take this thing back to the pre-Chromebook era? It seems like the horse is already out of the barn.
Yeah, and that's there you have it right there, Kevin. So what we've been working on is legislature in Carson City. The last four sessions, we've been there trying to put curbs in place to protect student data. And we've been somewhat successful. Actually, the reason we're hearing about these data breaches is because of Protect Nevada Children's bill back in 17 or 19 session. It was sponsored by Senator Mo Dennis, and we had a co-sponsor, a Republican co-sponsor up here in the House, Lisa Krasner. I think she's in the Senate now. But what that bill did, and it was better, but it got gutted, but the part that remained was when there's a data breach, school districts have to tell parents. So that's why parents know about this data breach. And this happened before in 2000 in Clark County. This is a ransomware attack where these people are in your system. It didn't sound like Clark County School District even knew this entity, this hacker, was in their system until the hacker told them. And what they asked for is money. They did the same thing in 2020. And in 2020, Clark County School District refused to pay the ransom, so student data was released on the web. They called it back then, they called it the dark web. Now, the same thing happened. They asked for less ransom. I don't know if it's the same entity or not. This entity goes by Singularity MD, whatever that means. But this entity did the same thing. They were in the system. They asked for $80,000 ransom. And Clark County School District refused to pay the ransom, then they released the student data. And I saw the what people had copied from the web, and they had a link for every grade. It sounds like there were right around 200,000 students' data that was released. I know it's been taken down by now, you know, then the FBI gets involved and stuff. But the problem is why are we in this situation in the first place? The adults that are supposed to be in charge are not protecting our children. And that's why we've tried to go do it through legislation, Kevin. But we've only had some limited success.
John Eppolito joining us, the president of Protect Nevada Children. What should the Clark County School District have done to protect our kids from these cyber criminals?
Well, you know, I'm not a data security expert, Kevin. I have four kids in the schools. They're out now. I taught for 6 years. I became very interested in the data because very few people seemed concerned or seemed to understand what's going on. What we've been asking for years is that the data never leave the school district. And as you've already said, that horse is out of the barn. The other part of SB 403 that would have helped a lot that got gutted by Washoe County School District. Now, Clark County supported this. Washoe County spoke against it. Everybody in the room sounds like supported it. This was back when we were, you know, in Carson City during that session. And that part of the bill said that the school districts have to give parents some preliminary information about student data being online, on the web, whether it's Infinite Campus, SANE, Edmodo, private vendors, Pearson, and they have to let parents can decide if they want their children's data out there. And of course, Washoe County nixed that, and it was a little bit more intricate. It was more like parents can decide if they want their kids using online software, free online software especially. But again, Washoe County nixed that part of the bill. Clark County supported it, but it never got passed. The bill got passed without that, without the best part. So that's why they have to tell us about data breaches now because of that bill.
John, you talked about the FBI now being involved. Do we know who these hackers are, and what is it they want? Is it all monetary? Is there some other mission of this group?
You know, that's a good question, Kevin. From what I'm reading, they want money. And this entity, this Singularity MD, they have reached out to your local Fox News station down there in Las Vegas and shown them that they have this data, and they've sent them data. And parents have been complaining because parents are getting emails because they're also in other systems. Like one of the emails came from a Coalinga something down by Fresno School District, but the email was really from the hacker because the hacker's also in their system. So what was your question, Kevin? I get excited.
No, just, the whole thing is, what is it they want? And
money.
And is it a dollar figure that is doable for, for
$80,000, one-third of your superintendent's salary. The last time they did this, they wanted $250,000, and Clark County said no, and then they released the student data. This time they said they only wanted $80,000. And the hacker, there's people that are communicating with the hacker, including Fox News, Fox 5 down there in Vegas. There's another entity called databreaches.net. They've also been in communication with the hacker. Since this Clark County data breach, the hacker has been into another school district in Colorado's system, and they're doing just what they said they were going to do. They told databreaches.net that the next time they had a data breach or that they had a ransomware, they were in another school district system, they were going to ask for less money. And I think the dollar amount was $20,000 or $25,000. And I think that's exactly what they've done. This one just came out yesterday in Jeffco Public Schools in Colorado. They asked for either $20,000 or $25,000 ransom for them. But they claim they're still inside of Clark County School District's system. Clark County, for some reason, yours is especially bad, and I'm not sure why. Again, I'm not a data security expert, but I know what's happening is wrong.
It's going to be an interesting story to follow. John Eppolito, thanks for all you're doing with Protect Nevada Children. Really appreciate it.
If folks want to know, can I say one more thing?
Yes, please do.
So one of the things that the Singularity MD, the hacker, talks about, and I've posted it on our Facebook page under the notice that I was going to be on this program, they talk about the problems with Infinite Campus. And they say after the next school is contacted, they're going to come out more with the serious issues of Infinite Campus. And this is one of the things that we've been, Protecting Red-Eyed Children, has been talking about for years. But and they've come to our school board meetings here in Washoe County because of us. I don't know that they've ever come to Clark County. Most of us are up here. So Infinite Campus is a huge problem.
John, if folks want to know more about what you're up to at Protect Nevada Children, where can they go? How can they find you?
If they're on Facebook, they can go to Protect Nevada Children, and that's right on Facebook. They can also go to protectnevadachildren.org. Those are the two main places, and I don't know if I should give out my email address on air or not, Kevin. What do you think?
Doesn't matter to me. It's yours, so... If you want to give it, feel free to. If you don't want to, that's okay, too.
Yeah, that's fine. John@JTahoe.com. John@JTahoe.com. They can email me.
Hey, John, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. Thanks for fighting the good fight up in Carson City. We really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, Kevin. Thank you very much.
There you go. John Eppolito, the president of Protect Nevada Children. And again, the Clark County School District, though, seems, well, it seems as if it's powerless to stop this. These hackers, who may be well-intentioned, they're not asking for lots of money. They're not asking for $80 million or something like that. They're not asking for a lot of money. It may well be that they have more in mind than just money. We'll talk about this and a whole bunch more on the other side. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the conversation? We would love to have you. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's live and local right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show,
we'll have John Rich, country music superstar, on with us. He's a big fan of the program, and I think we'll have a good Friday edition to roll you right into the weekend on Clay and Buck.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan,